Welcome to the Mortgage and Mindset in Minutes podcast, and I'm your host, Tiffany Rose, where you'll get a little on mortgage and a lot on mindset. All right, so I decided to interview this lovely lender, this lovely woman, amazing soul, Samantha Rizzo, and she is the mortgage writer, which we're going to talk about and have her introduce herself, but I wanted to hop on and talk to her because I have a lot of clients. I'm a top mortgage lender in California, and I have a lot of clients moving to Idaho, Texas, Utah, and she is a good friend and an amazing lender, leading lender in Utah, and I wanted to talk to her because the market out there, I want to know why people are flocking to her community and what's going on. So thank you for being a part of this for the next 30 minutes, Sam. Thank you for being on.
Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, like Utah, keep in mind, like what I say, I did not actually grow up here. My family moved here my junior year of high school. And because, you know, I was ripped away from all my friends, I kind of resented Utah. But I too quickly came to see like, okay, this is actually a pretty good place, even though I do miss the East Coast sometimes. But, you know, that's part of why our family, like we've decided to stay here. My husband and I, we have three kids, and we're probably going to stay here until they grow up, and probably even then some. So yeah, it's just a great place to live.
What county, what part of Utah are you in?
So I'm in Utah County. My city right now is Provo. So I'm about 40 minutes south of Salt Lake City.
Okay. Oh, awesome. So I flew into, we missed our flight. This is the only time I've ever missed my flight. And we had to divert and go to Salt Lake City and fly in there. It was so cool because the lake literally looks like salt.
Yeah, it looks better now, though, because we had the drought last year. And now, like, with flooding and historic snowpack, so it looks a lot better now.
It's gorgeous. And a lot of my clients, you know, they're calling me like, hey, do you do loans in Utah? And I'm like, yes, now I have a contact. That's awesome. So, so I know that you are the mortgage writer. What company do you work for?
I work for SmartLink Financial. We're like a wholesale brokerage. We're a pretty small team. There's just the five of us. But yeah, I've gotten to really get to know them, and we're kind of like a small tight knit family. So
I love that.
I like it.
We remember, you know, we do these things Monday through Friday for all these hours. So if you don't feel like your coworkers or your company is like family, then it's time to make a move. So that's awesome. And it's funny because I know that you're a leader in your community. I just know you as the mortgage writer. And that's such a cool thing for people that are listening to make sure that you're on point with the branding, because people don't necessarily care about what company you work for. They want to know about you, how you're going to serve them, and how you're going to serve the community and what you're doing to add value to them. And I absolutely love what you're doing. And I love your mortgage writer. Tell me about your brand really quick. So where did you come up with that? Because I absolutely love it.
So there's kind of a few different layers. So the first one, I just think it's a fun play on words. Since I originate mortgages, I'm a mortgage writer, but I also ride motorcycles. So I'm a mortgage rider, or sorry, a motorcycle rider. And so I kind of just fuse the two together, mortgage writer. Kind of the next level answer is that writing has actually been very therapeutic for me and good for my mental health. I actually come from the past of trauma, and I was formally diagnosed with PTSD a few years ago. And when I was learning how to write, I finally was able to come off my medications, and writing still, like, even if I can just get out for like 30 minutes, even just ride around the neighborhood or go pick something up at the post office or grocery store, it helps me to stay grounded, clears my head. And so it's a lot of fun too, but it just helps keep me in a better state of mind. And probably the biggest reason is because I wear it kind of like a badge of honor. Because when I first started writing, I sucked. And I don't think there's even a good way to sugarcoat it. I was just bad. And I was just in tears. I couldn't get it, because by nature, I'm very studious. And so when I was taking this course, you know, I read the course textbook front to back. I knew the techniques. I watched YouTube videos. So I knew about all this. But when it came to actually like physically maneuvering the bike, I was just terrible. And like you said, I was in tears. It was a 2-day course on the weekend. But I was like, you know, this is something I really want, even though I thought about quitting. But I went back the second day. And when I got there, there wasn't even a motorcycle in the driving range for me. And the coaches straight up told me, like, they did not think I was going to come back. Like, they were surprised and happy I came back, but they thought I'd be a no-show. So they didn't even have a bike out for me. So I had to wait while they went to get a motorcycle and bring it back on the driving range. And so I got back on and I was running and I still dropped it like probably 50 times. And my legs and my body were bruised so bad. But I kept picking myself up and taking that 490 pound bike up over and over. And actually by the end of that weekend course, like, things clicked and I actually did pass the riding test and I got my endorsement. And so now I ride kind of all over the place, canyons, freeways, running errands, leisure rides. I even rode it up to a mortgage expo in Salt Lake last week. So it kind of just reminds me, like, I can do hard things. Like, and even when we fall, you just keep picking yourself back up. And one thing my husband had to keep reminding me of, I would fall on turns. And so he's like, you have to commit to the turn. You have to like lean into it. It's hard and it's scary, but you have to commit and you get through to the other side. So that's something that's really personal to me. And I want to keep that in mind as I help clients who maybe have been knocked down trying to buy a house, but it's hard. We'll pick ourselves up and we'll get through it.
I love that. And you are so strong-minded and you care so much about your clients. And I love hearing that story. And by the way, for the people that are watching this on video, some of you may not be able to see it, depending on what podcast platform you're watching. But this is a picture of Sam in the background, an actual picture of her riding her motorcycle and the rays of light that are coming through the clouds. It's a real picture that your husband
Not
took, right?
Photoshop. It
Oh,
is, yeah.
it is just. It's gorgeous, and I feel like there's some extra, you know me with my woo-woo stuff. I feel like there's extra meaning behind that, and it's really awesome. And it's a great parallel that you're drawing between you not giving up and with your clients, you not giving up. I gave you a lead, a referral, and I'm out for your area, and you just worked it like no other, and you didn't give up, and you did right for the clients. And that is what means the most to me. I know that's what means the most to you as well. So thank you for being a leader in your community.
Yeah, thank
So
you.
I wanted to ask you, do you have realtor relationships and realtors that you like to refer over? And tell me a little bit about them and why you like to work with them.
Yeah, of course. And kind of like even in our personal situation, because we're actually in the process of moving. We close on our new house next week and we
Okay.
had to list our current house for sale. And I have a lot of realtor friends and realtors I know, but I kind of had to pare it down to two of them, one for my county, Utah County. It's the second most populous county in Utah, and then also Salt Lake. So the realtor that I actually used for our current home purchase, her name is Jennifer Belliston with Premier Home Group. I've known her for 9 years. She actually helped us buy this current house. But what I admire most about her, she's extremely detail-oriented, but like hawkishly so in a good way. She caught things that my husband and I didn't notice right away. And we're both very particular people. I'm not going to deny that. And so she knew. She's like, you will like this, you will not like this. She pointed some things out, but she's also become a really good friend over the 9 years. She stayed in contact with us all the time, not just like, oh, the sale's done, never going to hear from her again. But she even sent pizza to our house like after I had a surgery in 2020. So she's just a really awesome human being, very knowledgeable. She's been a realtor for over 15 years. She does relocation, tons of investment properties, multifamily units, residential, of course. And she's earned several designations, and I need to look at these because there were a lot of acronyms that I had to look up. So she's master certified negotiation expert. She's earned the accredited buyer representative and seller representative specialist. And she's also built over the years, like many relationships personally with builders and heads of companies in the area. And so that allows her clients to essentially get like first priority. And she's also involved in her community. She serves on local school boards, community, and realtor boards. And so she's awesome for
Do you
that.
know how important that is, what you everything that you just said?
It's
Not
so
every,
important.
yes, not every lender, not every real estate agent works at that level. communicates, follows up, detail oriented. I mean, unfortunately, there's real estate agents over my 23 years that they would call me and say, "Hey, what's 20% down on a million?" I'm like, "What? Oh my gosh." They don't know the math. They don't follow up. They're scattered, and it's up to me to keep them organized. And I get it, you know, this is tough business at times, but you've got to work at the level that you're of ex customer experience that we they expect from us. So to find somebody like that, hang on to them for dear life, because not just because you get a license as an agent or a lender doesn't mean that you just all of a sudden know how to keep track and have things automated and sending pizza when you have surgery. And that is just top-notch caring. That's true service, and that's true positive impact on the clients. And that hang on to that person. And who's your other, give me one other top agent that you love working with.
I also really love Melissa Williams with Moving with Missy Lee. She's a realtor in the Salt Lake area. And I've known her for 10 years. And she also is just a phenomenal human being, so sweet. But how what stood out to me about her real estate business is and I don't want to be diminutive when I say this, but it seems like she's like the one-stop shop for people who are selling their house. Like she helps stage clients' homes, whether they're vacant or not. She does her own listing photos and videography, and she's really good at marketing. Like her, the listings that she posts, they get eyes, they get attention. And her husband is also an FAA licensed drone pilot, and so he captures the aerial photos and videos for the listings as well. And for her buyers, you know, again, very hands-on, attentive, detail-oriented. She's responsive to all her clients. She's fun and outgoing. She gets things done, and she was even thriving during the downturn that we saw last year. So, highly recommend Melissa Williams moving with Missy Lee as well.
Yes, I love that. It's very important to have the realtor relationships because like attracts like. And so if you, your beautiful soul that you are, knows how to get the job done, knows not to give up to the clients. I know that you know the guidelines, you're very detail orientated. And of course, it's no surprise that you have an agent that you love working with, like the ones that you mentioned, that especially Jennifer with the detail, it's no surprise. Like attracts like. So if you have most likely, if you have a crappy agent, you're probably a crappy lender. If you're a top producing agent, you want to work with a top producing lender because they have systems in place and good habits that make sure that they shine through for the client and the client experience, which is absolutely, that's the end all be all. That's why we're doing this business. I think as lenders, some of us in the industry forget that we have one of the most important jobs other than working in the ER and fixing someone, you know, if they have a broken leg and are in immediate pain. This process can be painful, and it is very important what we're doing. We are walking somebody through a process that isn't always easy. The business, it always says, this busy business is simple, it's just not easy. And the end goal is to have a roof over the client's head and make sure that the client isn't house poor and that they understand what they're getting themselves into, which when I say that, it's not a bad thing. We as lenders, I know you and I know the value of home ownership, but we're doing something so important and we're creating thousands of dollars in real estate wealth for years to come. But people don't always realize that when they're renting, they're scared. They have the lack of mentality. Maybe they got turned down in the past. And I love how you handhold your clients through that. And you're very empathetic where you understand not everybody is super jazzed up to buy a house. Some people are a little bit nervous. And I know that you can relate with your clients. And I love that about you. So that's amazing. So talk to me about, you mentioned something when we were just about to hop on that there's a new development in the area, a new housing development. So tell me about that because I'm sure I may have some clients are going to be asking about it. So give us a little bit of info.
So we actually built the home that we're moving into next week, and we actually chose to go with we went with Arrive Homes. One thing that we liked about them, I don't know how they worked this out, but it seemed like they got like prime areas in the county, beautiful views, nothing like super crowded or close together. And they're a semi-custom home builder, so it was great for our budget, and like I said, my husband and I are very particular, and so they were willing to like give us custom quotes for things, and we're just so happy with the quality. And like I said, they're building all over Utah County. It seems like they're growing and business is doing well. So we've been really happy with that process.
And what's this price point on that, roughly?
It really varies community to community. They have some communities where they have like townhome or twin homes. They have communities for 55 and older. But just because of the pricing in Utah County in general, I'd probably say plan for 650 or 700,000 and up.
And for that area, is that considered like median house price?
Yeah,
Okay.
it's not starter home price. It's typically for families who are maybe they're already homeowners, but they're looking to upgrade. Maybe they have a house, but they want a bigger house. But also, some people I've met some of the neighbors, they're also downsizing. So they really have so many different models and floor plans to fit different families' needs and space and dynamics. So we really like that they're versatile there.
Ooh, I love that. And see, that's why people are leaving California and going over places like Utah, because our average, I'm in Danville, California, and our average house around here, I mean, it's you can't get one for under 1 million, not even close. And then the condos down the street, townhouses, those are 750, 800,000. So it is very, very interesting to see the differences. And I'd be curious to see that development. I'm going to make sure, send me the link. And I'll make sure for anybody watching that you have that new home build link for some of the different options, because that's an amazing price point, especially for people that are looking to downsize their mortgage payment but keep the same amount of square footage. And that's why they're leaving California. No knock on California. This is an amazing place to live. But I'm like, I have got to get some data and some information and have that contact in Utah, especially in Salt Lake City area, because of all the people go in that direction. So
Yeah, we
yeah.
actually have a neighbor across the street in our new house, and he moved from California. So yeah, there's a lot of migration. There's a lot of internal population growth as well. There's just a lot of people who want to call Utah home.
That is amazing. Great schooling.
Yes. That was actually one of my requirements for moving when we decided that we needed to move. My kids actually go to a charter school. But I told them it's like it has to be within 30 minutes of the kids' charter school. Like I am so committed to that school. It's phenomenal. And even the public schools, the school just down the street, they have a Portuguese dual language immersion program. And I love that they're teaching so many different languages. Like even in just my city, there's Spanish, there's Portuguese, there's Chinese. There's a
Wow.
lot of options and arts and sports programs, so it's phenomenal.
Well, I love it, Sam. Keep doing what you're doing for the community out there. And thank you for giving me your time today. I love everything that you had to say and hope we work together again very soon.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for
Thank
having me.
you. Yay.